High school basketball is on the air. We begin each game day in the paint as we preview tonight's matchup. Here's KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
Good evening. Welcome to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS at Patriots Gym tonight as Adams Central gets set to take on Grand Island Northwest today. Girls-boys basketball doubleheader. Girls game is up first as we got a couple of minutes with Tim Marker, the head coach for Adams Central. And, Coach, obviously a big, big challenge for you tonight.
Yeah, it is. Grand Island Northwest, they're a group of kids that have played together for a long time. We knew that they were going to be good back in eighth grade. And, you know, they've grown and they've continued to improve and get better. And, you know, they've added a few pieces here and there that the rest of us didn't really need them to. But they have, they're a solid team. They're going to be a tough challenge.
Good measuring stick, I suppose, at this point in the season.
Yeah, it is. It's going to definitely be one of those situations where, they're tall. And we don't have a lot of height, and there are people that, have some height are matched up against probably where they're shortest on their team. And, as their post player is one of their shorter players out there. So something maybe we can see what we do. Depends on what they do with us defensively as far as what choices we have. But it'll definitely be a good measuring stick as far as where we are.
You guys have won your last two ball games, a win over Loup City and then one on the road last week and one over St. Paul. So things are starting to look a little bit brighter for you.
Yeah, and we knew that once we got to, a point in the season where we were going to see some of our conference schools and, we get away from some schools that are pretty tough matchups like Holdridge. And, Kearney Catholic is just unbelievable this year. And we'd be in a lot of ball games. We had let a couple get away from us early as our youth kind of came through a little bit and had some turnovers that cost us at times. But, we're getting to that point now where, everybody's basically, if you were a freshman, you're basically got a year under your belt by now playing a bunch of games. So, we just expect them to be able to play like everybody else now. And they have enough experience and it's time to get some things done.
Last week we talked about making progress on both ends of the floor, both offensively and defensively. Are you seeing some strides now on your team?
Yeah, we are. We've seen the turnover situation get a lot better where we haven't been turning it over as much. And it hasn't been, they've just been under more control. We've seen that since the holiday tournament. And we see so many different things out here defensively as far as teams full court and half court and some traps. And now we're going to deal with, putting four kids out there that are tall, that have long arms, that are, can really stretch the floor against you. And so it'll be a challenge for our kids to make sure they take care of the ball and don't try and throw it over people that are a foot taller than them or, and make good decisions with the ball.
Really have been playing pretty good basketball. You had the holiday tournament up in Wayne, played pretty well up there, and then the two wins last week. So you have been playing pretty good basketball as of late.
Yeah, they have, and that's been a big part of it is getting shots instead of turnovers. And, we had kids that were starting to hit some shots and kind of feeling more comfortable, kind of understood their roles as far as where they fit in and where, how they could score. And, so we were kind of in a good place. And then we kind of got hit by a flu bug here a little bit and some injuries, and so we got to push some people around a little bit. But it's, we talked about it all the time. It's the same thing they talk about with football, where the second-string quarterback is one play away from being the first-string quarterback. So our kids just got to be ready to go, and some of them will have to go a little more tonight.
With that in mind, you have played your bunch a lot. You're playing 9-10 girls right now.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that, we kind of wanted to see early if things would sort out a little bit, if we would have 5, 6, eight kids maybe that sorted out that we would just stick with as far as the rotation is concerned. And it's one of those deals with a young team where you have good games and then you have some games where it isn't so good. So it's been up and down, and we just haven't really been able to settle on anything. So we just continue to give kids a chance to play. And that's kind of where we've settled in, is playing 9 or 10 and trying to get up and down the floor as much as we can.
I will come back and talk about Grand Island Northwest as our pregame show continues after this.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
Back with Adams Central head coach Tim Marker. It's Adams Central and third-ranked Northwest here tonight, a team that is 11-1 on the season, coach. And I guess it starts with their defense. They're allowing only 40 points per ball game on defense.
Yeah, it'll be one of those situations where you go down the floor and you see all these big, tall kids down there, and it's intimidating. And if you drive in the lane, they can block you. If you beat them, they can block you from behind, and they're great. You don't get very many second shots against them. They just fundamentally do a good job rebounding. That's where they really hurt us last year. We did some things okay last year, but they just really hurt us on the boards, getting second shots, and then they only give you one. So they're a sound team, and that's one of the things. They're just athletic enough, and they take care of the boards and rebound well. And I also, if you don't make that first shot, if you don't shoot a good percentage, they're going to be able to hold you down. And that's one thing we talked about. Our kids have to be ready to go. And when the shot is there and they're in their zone, and it's a good shot, they need to be ready to take it.
One way to combat height is to make your shot so you can have a hot night shooting the ball. You can stay in this thing.
Yeah, and it will take that. We'll have to hit some shots from the outside and try and spread them out if we can a little bit, and then maybe drive at times. But everybody's going to have to move and be ready to hit shots when it's in there. When it's a shot that they should be taking. But they've got to know the difference between good shots and just throwing something up there. And hopefully we've gotten to the point now where everybody's played enough that they have a good idea where they can shoot from. We've practiced that, and they practice shooting from their, where they like to shoot from. And so hopefully we have a good understanding of that, and hopefully we shoot well.
On the other side, offensively for Northwest, Mackenzie Brown, it looks like their go-to person.
Yeah, she is, and she has been for 3 years now, and she's just an outstanding player. She has great range. She has a favorite spot to shoot out there that, if you don't guard her there, it's going up, and she shoots a real good percentage from there. She's quick and athletic, and if she sees an opportunity, she'll crash the boards from the three-point line and get putbacks in there and passes the ball well. She really is what makes them go. But then they've got three other kids on the outside that can shoot as well, so they can put 5'10 and 5'10 and 5'11 on the outside and really stretch you and then work the ball inside with a big post player, but a good post player that just is really, really sound and does a good job with the ball.
What about Northwest philosophy-wise? What are they trying to do offensively?
Well, basically they try to make you work, and if they're not going to get out and guard on the three-point line, they'll take those shots, and if you're going to get out and deny on the three-point line, they can back cut you. And they can go into their post player. She's a good post player, uses her body well, gets good position, and shoots a pretty good percentage from inside. And so they can go inside out on you pretty quick. So, they're just a sound team that can really do a lot of things and just have players that make plays.
That's why they're number three in the Class B and once beaten so far this season. We're not going to wave the magic wand and all of a sudden grow 6-foot girls out there. What do we got to do here tonight?
Well, we've got to take care of the ball and make sure that we get good shots and hopefully we can shoot a good percentage. We've got to try and we like to get out and run a little bit, but when we get the ball down the floor, I think we've got to take our time and be patient. And there's times that they're really patient working the ball around, and I think that will be okay for us if we slow it down a little bit and try to limit the number of opportunities and keep the score down in the 40s. Maybe we'll have a shot in there, but if it's a high-scoring game, it'll be tough for us to keep up. They score too easy, and they're real good scorers out there. So we got to try and slow it down a little bit, I think.
I'd like that.
Thanks, Mike.
Tim Marker, head coach for Adams Central. Stick around. Starting lineups in the play-by-play description up next. Northwest and Adams Central tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to In the Paint on Hastings' link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Stay tuned. The tip-off is straight ahead. High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to high school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Another high school basketball doubleheader, Adams Central and the Northwest Vikings here tonight with the girls game up first, getting a couple of minutes head start on the twin bill here tonight as we're set to go. Adams Central coming in a record of 5 wins, 7 losses on the season. Grand Island Northwest is 11-1. The Vikings are ranked number 3 in Class B. Northwest has lost only one time this year. That was back in their third game of the season when they lost to defending state champion Seward by a score of 56-41. They're coming off of a 45-37 win over Hastings St. Cecilia on Tuesday. So Adams Central has the opening possession here to begin the basketball game. This is a tall, lanky basketball team that the Patriots will be up against here tonight. They'll have to hit some outside shots. And there's Anna Queen getting things started. Anna Queen on a three-pointer from just to the left of the circle scores there for AC. And the Patriots have the lead. 25 seconds into the ball game, 3-0 is the score. AC on the Three ball from Andy Queen. There's Grand Island Northwest coming back to lob the ball down on the baseline. Down there is going to be a Warner. She falls down with the ball, but it's going to be out of bounds. It was last touch there by EC. So Northwest will play it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Just underway. Here's Plocky with the ball. Plocky comes outside the ring down to Sore. Hanner passes out of bounds. Northwest turns the ball away. They try to take it back on the left baseline. It was out of bounds. First turnover on the Vikings here in the ball game. Northwest, they average 54.3 points per ball game on offense. They give up 40 points per ball game on defense. Adams Central is allowing 48.2 points per ball game on defense. They score 43.2 on the offensive end. 3-0 is the score. Adams Central has got the lead. Bostock has got the ball here for EC. She comes out here into three-point territory to Fowler. Fowler gives it away now on the wing to Georgie Johnson. Johnson works it inside. The ball's going to be deflected and is brought down and intercepted by Mackenzie Brown. She runs her back the other way. She's fouling a play. Georgie Johnson is going to be whistled for the personal foul. That's going to be her first and the first team foul on the Patriots. First turnover as well on EC. Turnovers have been a problem for Adams Central this year. 23 turnovers per ball game for Adams Central. And going to the free throw line is going to be one of the best scorers in the area. That's Mackenzie Brown, averaging 19 points per ball game. She scored 18 on Tuesday in that win over St. Cecilia. And she knocks down a couple of free throws to start off the scoring here for the Northwest Vikings. 3-2 is the score. Adams Central has got the lead. The ball's going to be deflected out of bounds here on the near sideline by Mackenzie Brown. The head coach for Grand Island Northwest is Mike Herzberg. He spent some time as a boys coach at Aurora High School before moving on into the Northwest School District and took over the girls program a couple of years ago for Grand Island Northwest. He got a successful one this year, 11 wins and one loss in the season. There's a pass out on top. It's going to be deflected, and now the scramble is on. A jump ball is going to be called at the top of the circle, and the possession arrow is pointing in favor of Northwest, and it'll be an Adams Central turnover. 90 seconds into the ball game in girls high school basketball tonight. We've got a dandy coming up in the boys game at 7:45 tonight. Undefeated Adams Central taking on once beaten Grand Island Northwest. Here's the ball slapped away by Adams Central. It's going to be Raider with the ball, and then she loses it right back. So coming back the other way for Grand Island Northwest is going to be Mackenzie Brown down here on the baseline to Plocky. He's trying to drive it. Leaves it out on top. Down to Soreham. Entry pass deflected out of bounds. Lost off of the fingertips. Brown out of bounds. So three turnovers on the Vikings right off of the bat here. Adams Central has got three turnovers. And we have played about a minute and 50 seconds here in the ballgame. Adams Central has got a 3-2 lead over the Vikings of Grand Island Northwest tonight. Here's Jackie Fowler bringing the ball up the floor. Bounce pass comes to the near side. Anna Queen down to Fowler, and she's going to be hitting the lane. Jackie Fowler draws a personal foul inside on the Vikings, and a foul there is going to go on Erin Sorahan. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number one on the Vikings. AC will play things in. Georgie Johnson has got it on the wing. Now to Raider. Her pass is deflected out of bounds. Big, tall wing players here for the Northwest Vikings, and the height definitely going to cause the smaller team of Adams Central a lot of problems in this basketball game here tonight. Patriots have the early lead, though. 3-2 is the score. There's Fowler with the ball. Brings it out into three-point territory, trying to drive it. Stomps here at the top of the three-point circle. Now hands the ball away. That's Anna Queen with the ball. Comes across the top to Raider. Man-to-man defense here for Northwest. Driving it to the elbow, right side. Bounce pass goes out to Fowler. Now to Georgie Johnson off of her fingertips out of bounds. Johnson down on the baseline right side. Had to go off of her fingertips. Turnover number four already on Adams Central. 5:36 to play. Here in the first quarter, a 3-2 score. Adams Central has got the lead over the third-ranked Vikings here tonight. There's a Katie Plocky with the ball, lobs it inside. Underneath the hole, it's going to be off of the fingertips again. Morgan Westfall out of bounds. That's turnover number four on Grand Island Northwest here in the ballgame. So Adams Central comes back the other direction. They've got the one-point lead. 3-2 is the score. And now Northwest will attack here in backcourt as a Fowler brings the ball up. There's a pass down in the right corner to Anna Queen. She drives the baseline. Here's a pass that's going to be deflected off of Bostock. As brought down here by Northwest. Long pass down to four to Warner. Shot good. Kaylee Warner scores. A transition just that good there for Northwest. They force the turnover, and Kaylee Warner gets the easy field goal on the other end. 4-3 is the score. The Vikings have scored the last 4 points in the ball game after Anna Queen got things started with a three-pointer for Adams Central. Now, the ball deflected out of bounds here. Adams Central playing things in. Into the ball game now will be Kennedy Keiser into the ball game now for Grand Island Northwest. Into the ball game for Adams Central is going to be Paige Shestock. 4:53 to play here in the first quarter, 4-3. The Vikings have the early lead. There's a pass out on top. Raider has got the ball. Raider looking to penetrate her. Bounce pass going to be kicked out of bounds. Adams Central again playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Off to kind of a slow start here tonight. Jackie Fowler inbounds the ball here to Sheestock. Pulls up and shoots a 10-footer. No good. Rebound comes down here to a Keezer for Grand Island Northwest. Long pass ahead. They get it to Brown. Brown underneath the hole to Warner, and she goes up. She's fouling the play. Personal foul. He'll go on Adams Central. This one goes on Kaylee Rader. That's going to be her first, a second team foul on the Patriots here in the ball game. This will be a shooting foul. Going to the free throw line will be Warner. Her shot is up there and in. Kaylee Warner hits the free throw. She's a 56% foul shooter in the season. Northwest is a team hitting 64% of their foul shots so far this year. And now we've got a timeout. Tim Barker wants to call a timeout here for Adams Central. 4:39 to play in the first quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Northwest 5, Adams Central 3.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. 5-3 is the score. Northwest with the lead. Second shot by Warner is going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Sheestock. Sheestock has got it for Adams Central down the far sideline to Jackie Fowler. Fowler dribbles it back to the center of the floor, gets it into the hands now of Josie Bumgardner. Bumgardner dribbles once, bounce pass, goes inside. That's Alexis Grimmett with the ball now. Takes it down the right side of the wing, kicks it out to Fowler for three, shot good. Fowler on the wing on the right side, knocks down a three ball. That's the second tray of the ball game for Adams Central, and the Patriots have the lead. 6-5 is the score now. EC with a one-point advantage thanks to 2 3-pointers by the Patriots in this ball game. There's an entry pass inside. They get it to Keezer, and she's going to be fouling the play from behind. Keezer is fouled there by the Patriots. And a personal foul is going to be chalked up here on Grimmett, I believe. Alexis Grimmett picking up her first personal foul. That's team foul number 3 on EC. Non-shooting situation. Northwest will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Warner gets it out here on the wing to a Plocky. Comes across the top now to Keezer. Brings it back outside, a three-pointer thrown up there. No good by Brown. Rebound, Brown. Foul shot, good. Mackenzie Brown gets the field goal. She's now got 4 points in the ball game. 7-6 to the score now. Grand Island Northwest with the advantage here in the first quarter. Vikings applying pressure out to midcourt stripe, and now a timeout is burned here by Tim Barker as the Fowler was trapped along the midcourt stripe on the far sideline. So Adams Central burns their second timeout here in the first quarter. 3 minutes and 41 seconds to play in the opening period of the score. Northwest 7, Adams Central 6.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings, open every day at 11 a.m.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
High 3:41 to play here in the girls' ball game here tonight. In the first quarter, Adams Central is trailing third-ranked Grand Island Northwest by the score of 7-6. AC with the ball on their offensive end. There's a Sheestock with it now. Free throw line extended to the right side. Northwest in a man-to-man defense down in the corner. Bumgardner, she loses the ball out of bounds. Bumgardner just took her eyes off of the ball there and went sailing right through her fingertips out of bounds. That's 6 turnovers already on Adams Central here in the first quarter. Kaylee Warner brings the ball back down for Grand Island Northwest to Brown. Her shot for three, good. Mackenzie Brown, a three-pointer there for the Vikings. She's now got 7 points in the ball game, and it's all of a sudden a 10-6 ball game. Here's another turnover. Plocky has got it. She drives her shot, no good. Battle for the rebound. It's loose. It's brought down there by Mackenzie Brown, and she scores again. Brown now with 9 of the 12 points for Grand Island Northwest. Kaylee Warner's got the other 3. And bam, just like that, it's 12-6. The Patriots again with another turnover. Katie Plocky intercepts the ball underneath the basket there. The Soar hand her shot, no good. Offensive rebound, foul shot, good, and she's fouled. That's Kennedy Keyser getting the offensive board and the putback there for Northwest. And a foul is going to be called here on Adams Central. It's going to go on Bumgarner. That's going to be your first team foul, number four on the Patriots. So just that easily, the Northwest Vikings have opened up an 8-point lead over Adams Central after the Patriots had a 6-5 advantage. Now 14-6. Northwest cashing in on a couple of turnovers, a 3-point play. Now a chance at another 3-point play. And Keyser knocks that baby down as she completes the 3-point play. And it's now a 15-6 ball game with 2:45 to play. Now the Patriots have to knock the ball off the leg of Brown out of bounds here. Fowler was trapped right at the 10-second line again here on the near sideline. 15-6 is the score. It's been a 10-0 run for Grand Island Northwest here in this first quarter. Getting away is going to be Anna Queen to Bostocker. Short jumper is up there, no good. Battle for the rebound. Northwest grabs it. Here's Mackenzie Brown running back the other way. Long pass ahead to get it to Soraham. Bounce pass inside, down on the baseline. A shot is up there, no good by Keyser. Rebound comes down to Bostock. Outlet pass intercepted. Intercepted by Plocky. She drives and she's fouling the play. Adam Central's got to do a better job of taking care of the ball. 8 turnovers already here in the first quarter. Northwest out to a 15-6 lead. Personal foul is whistled on Bostock. That's going to be your first. And going to the free throw line for Grand Island Northwest will be Katie Plocky. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Locke is a 69% foul shooter in the season. She scored 10 on Tuesday when these Northwest Vikings beat Hastings St. Cecilia by a score of 45-37. Locke will have one more. Shot is up there. She misses that one. The rebound comes down to Bostock. It's going to be taken away in backcourt here by Plocky. Her shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Adams Central. Losing the ball there is going to be Queen. Plocky has got it back, and her shot is up and in. Northwest really turning up the heat defensively now in the backcourt. 17-6 is the score. Northwest out to an 11-point lead. They have scored the last 12 points here in the ballgame. 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter. And now Fowler is going to be tied up in the play here on the near sideline. Mackenzie Brown tying up Fowler. And the possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Patriots, so AC will play things in here on the near sideline. A 12-0 run for Grand Island Northwest here in the first quarter. The Vikings have a lead now of 11 points. 17-6 is the score. Minute 53 to play. Here's Jackie Fowler. Hustles into the forecourt on the dribble. Goes over to Raider. Takes the ball under the paint. Forces up a shot. It's going to be too strong. No good. Rebound comes down to Soraham. Gets the ball ahead on the right sideline to Brown. Pulls up. Shoots a three-pointer. Shots up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to AC and the foul is going to be called. Grimmett got the rebound there for Adams Central and a personal foul is going to be called here on Morgan Westfall. Of Grand Island Northwest, that's going to be your first. 17-6 is the score. Girls high school basketball action for you tonight. You're on 1230 KHAS. Got the boys game coming up later. There's a pass deflected away from Fowler, picked up by Northwest. Driving, shooting, and scoring is going to be Aaron Soraham. Turnover number 10 on Adams Central. And now it's a 19-6 ball game in favor of the Vikings. They continue to apply pressure in backcourt. Georgie Johnson gets the ball to Grimmett. She drives. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Misses the easy one. Raider had to rebound. Lost it out of bounds. And it's going to be Adams Central ball as it is deflected out of her hands. End of the contest now for AC is going to be Paige Shestock again. Coming out is going to be Fowler. A minute and 13 seconds to play here in the first quarter. All Northwest is 19-6 over Adams Central. Anna Queen drives it inside. The ball is going to be ripped out of there. A turnover. That's a Hannah Rapke grabbing the ball there for the Northwest Vikings. Into the forecourt and out of Brown. Skip past the Soraham. Down to the baseline. Shot no good. Offensive rebound. Rapke shot up and in. Anna Rapke scoring there. And it's now a 21-6 ball game in favor of the Vikings. Down to 53 seconds to play here in the first quarter. With the basketball, Georgie Johnson now for Adams Central. Deep wing. Right side is Raider. Pulls up. Shoots a three-pointer. Her shot is up there and in. Kaylee Raider knocks down a tray. And it's now a 21-9 ball game in favor of the Northwest Vikings. There's Brown coming back across the midcourt stripe. She loses control of the ball. It's going to be picked up here by Raider of Adams Central. Turnover number 5 on the Vikings. Here's Shestock. Her pass is going to be deflected. The scramble is on. It's grabbed here on the near sideline by Plocky. Plocky has got it for the Vikings as she gets it to Hannah Rathke. Rathke across the midcourt stripe here. Dribbles into three-point territory. Hands it away now to Mackenzie Brown. Over on the wing on the right side, that's going to be Soraham. Soraham dribbling out there against Anna Queen of Adams Central. Brown takes it down the lane, stops, goes over to Rathke. Back out to Brown, top of the key. She launches at the buzzer, shot no good. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. AC went toe-to-toe with Northwest for the first couple of minutes, but Grand Island Northwest then answers with a 14-0 run in the first quarter of play, and the Vikings have the lead after one. The score, Northwest 21, Adams Central 9. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Rogers and Colvin Rated, better service built this business.
Shop at Rogers Incorporated for the area's largest selection of appliances, from Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Whirlpool. A staff that knows their products inside and out, the best price, and most of all, the service. From when you walk in to the delivery to your home, you'll see why Rogers Service built this business.
Rogers Incorporated, better service built this business.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888, or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Well, it took the Vikings a little while to get started. They trailed Adams Central 6-5 within the first couple of minutes of the ball game, but then the Vikings got cranked up. A 16-0 run officially for the Vikings. They got to a 21-6 lead. They now lead 21-9 as we start the second quarter. Northwest with the opening possession here in the second period. Here's Mackenzie Brown, comes across the top. Plocky has got it, drives the ball down the lane, all the way to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped out, is picked up by Warner. Warner, bounce pass into the lane to Plocky. Her second attempt is up there and in. Katie Plocky scores. She's now got 4 points in the ball game. It's now a 23-9 ball game in favor of Grand Island Northwest. Vikings will apply the pressure again in backcourt. Georgie Johnson has got the ball. Here's a pass intercepted. Intercepted, long pass back the other way. Warner has got it. She saves it from going out of bounds as Brown comes up with it out here in three-point territory. Brown is open, takes the three-pointer. Her shot is up there. It's around the rim, falls off of the front iron, no good. Battle for the rebound is picked up here by Warner. Warner goes back inside, driving, shooting, and missing. It's going to be Brown, and the rebound comes down to Bostock. Bostock has got it down for Adams Central. Gets it away now to Jackie Fowler. Hustles into the forecourt. Down on the baseline down there is going to be a Shestock. She is trapped. Gets it outside now to Emily Boniface. Boniface comes across the top to Fowler for three. Shot is up there. It is off the mark. No good. Ball being tapped around. It's going to be picked up here by Northwest. Mackenzie Brown running back the other way. Free throw line jumper. She banks one home. Mackenzie Brown scoring there. She's now got 11 points already here in the first half of play. And the Vikings now lead by a score of 25-9. Here's another turnover at the midcourt stripe. It's picked up here by Plocky. Tries to take it down the floor to Warner. And Warner can't handle it. And Adams Central has got the ball on the turnover. That's 14 turnovers already in Adams Central. 6 on Grand Island Northwest. Make it 15 turnovers on Adams Central. As they throw the ball away back in their offensive zone. Plocky, three-pointer, put up there no good from the right sideline. Rebound comes down to Anna Queen. Rather rebound to a Shestock now for Adams Central. Down in the corner to a Fowler. She drives, puts up a little 10-footer on the baseline. Shot good. Jackie Fowler now with 5 points in the ball game. It's now a 25-11 contest in favor of the Vikings. Northwest has got the ball as they bring it into their offensive scoring zone. Mackenzie Brown goes over there to Aaron Sorahan. Dribbles once. Top of the key to Plocky. Moves it over to Brown here on the left side. Takes it down on the baseline. Brown retreats back out here. Top of the key, Plocky has got the ball to the wing. Warner, shot for three, is up there, no good. Boniface with a rebound, has it tipped away in backcourt, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Kaylee Warner of Northwest. That's going to be her first team foul, number 3 on the Vikings. High school basketball action for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We're at the Patriots Gym. Doubleheader tonight between Adams Central and Grand Island Northwest. All Vikings here in game number 1, 25-11. With 5.5 minutes to play until halftime. Jackie Fowler with the ball, hands it away. Bumgardner out here in three-point territory. Out of Boniface, takes the ball inside among tall timber there. The ball's knocked loose, and we got a foul called. A foul here is going to go on Adams Central. Just a traveling violation on Boniface. So she fell down with the ball right in front of the basket. And then she's whistled for the traveling violation, so a turnover on AC. It's going to be Northwest with the ball. Mackenzie Brown into the offensive scoring zone again. Over in the wing on the right side to Warner. Entry pass. They get it back outside. the Shelby Shocker, who's into the ball game now. The Keezer over on the wing on the right side, holding the ball there. There's an entry pass down low, backing it back out into the corner now. It's going to be Brown. Mackenzie Brown goes to Keezer. It's not going to be blocked down by Bostock, out of bounds. Holly Bostock gets her 13th block of the season there. As Keezer tries to go up for the shot on the low block right side, it'll be Northwest playing it in. Mackenzie Brown will get it down in the corner. That's going to be Sorahan with the ball. Back outside down is Shocker. Shocker gets it to Brown, dribbles into the lane. Bounce pass over here to Keezer. Her shot is up there. It's going to be short, no good. Rebound comes down to Adams Central. Running back the other way is going to be Fowler. Stops and pops on the right side. Her shot from 12 won't go. Rebound comes down to Warner. Kaylee Warner here in backcourt being attacked by Boniface. Warner brings it across the midcourt stripe. Drives it all the way to the basket down the lane. Her shot is up and in. Kaylee Warner now with 5 points in the ball game for Northwest. And the Vikings lead by 16 points early, 27-11, with 4 minutes and 15 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Here's Josie Bumgardner with the ball outside. There's a bounce pass down low to Boniface. Their shot is up and in. They got it outside to Josie Bumgardner, who sends it down the lane to Boniface. And Emily Boniface gets her first field goal of the ball game. 27-13 is the score now. Driving down the lane again is Warner. She takes it all the way to the basket. Her shot no good. Got it for the rebound. It is loose. It's on the floor. We've got three players at the deck. We got a jump ball called. And the arrow is pointing in favor of the Patriots. So AC will play it in here in backcourt. 3:48 to play here in the second quarter. Grand Island Northwest with the lead on a score of 27-13. AC will play things in on the far sideline. Raider will get it in to Anna Queen. Back to Raider. Raider's pass to the near sideline to Anna Queen. Anna is double-teamed out here. Gets the ball away, but it's going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Sorahan. She drives, shoots, and misses. Rebound comes down to Plocky. She has it knocked out of her hands out of bounds. This Viking defense has been tough to handle here today. They give up only 40 points per ball game on defense, and boy, they have forced 17 turnovers already here in the first half. Make it 18. The brother of Adam Central comes down with the ball and driving back the other way. It's going to be Anna Queen. Her shot is up and in. That's a turnover on Northwest. That's their seventh. And now it's a 27-15 ball game. Northwest with the ball. There's a Plocky at the top of the key. Has it tipped away, but Warner picks it back up. Adam Central's in the man-to-man defense. Here's a Shocker with the ball. Back outside now at the top of the key. That's Sorahan. Bombs into the free throw line to Plocky. Takes it down the lane. Her shot is up there and in. Absolutely no defensive pressure there for AC as Plocky has been able to get to the front of the rim. That's her third field goal. She's got 6 points. Here's a pass deflected by Northwest. Sorahan grabs it. She shoots and scores as she takes it in there from half court and drives it to the bucket. Sorahan now with 4 points in the ball game, and we've got a timeout from Tim Walker. 2 minutes and 49 seconds to play in the first half. The score is Northwest 31, Adams Central 15.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. And right now you can come to Burt's before it hurts. Flu shots are available free of charge to all Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska customers. See Tom Choquette at Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue, and Mike Uradell at Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics and nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu or on their brand new website at hastingsbroncos.com. 31-15 is the score. Northwest with a lead dominating this first half of play. Adams Central throws the basketball away out of the timeout, trying to come down the near sideline. 19 turnovers on Adams Central here in the first half. They've got 15 points. 2 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the second quarter, 31-15. There's a loud pass inside. It's going to be deflected away from a Westfall in there. It'll be Northwest playing it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Mackenzie Brown will key things in for the Vikings. Gets it down in the corner to Plocky. outside to Sora Hand. Down in the corner again, that's Brown. Her long-range jumper is up there, no good. Rebounded on the weak side there by Seastock of Adams Central. Outlet pass is intercepted. Brown grabs it. Down the floor to Plotky, and her shot is up and in. Plotky scores there. She's now got 8 points in the ball game. It's now a 33-15 ball game. Adams Central down by a bunch here early. There's Bumgardner. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Plotky for Northwest. Down the near sideline to Mackenzie Brown. Brown hustles into the offensive zone, pulls up at the top of the three-point arc. Underneath the basket to Sorahan. Her shot is up and in. Brown gets the assist, and Aaron Sorahan left wide open underneath the basket. Now 35-15. That's a 20-point lead. There's a shot underneath the hole there by Seastock. That's going to be no good. Rebound to Brown. Long pass down to four. Down the near sideline to Plotky. Back out to Brown for three. Shot is up there. Hits off of the mark. No good. Rebound into the lane there by Adams Central. Seastock has got it for the Patriots. Gets it away down to Anna Queen. Down the right sideline with a minute and 30 seconds to play here in the second quarter. 35-15. The Patriots down by 20. Entry pass inside. A shot is up and in. Alexis Grimmett scoring there for the Patriots. That's her first field goal. 35-17. Here's Mackenzie Brown back now for Grand Island Northwest on the wing. Plotky bombs away again from three. Shot good. Katie Plotky has got 11 points in the ball game here for Grand Island Northwest, and it's now a 38-17 ball game. Ball tipped away in backcourt. Anna Queen grabs her here for the Patriots. Bounce pass to the far sideline. It's going to be deflected again. Picked up by Northwest. Here's a pass in the lane to Sorahan. Dishes off to Plotky. Her shot is up and in. Plotky now with 13 points in the ball game. It's 40-17. Now the Patriots have the ball out of bounds again into the Northwest bench as they turn it over the 21st time here in the first half. Adams Central had to play a nearly perfect ball game to stay in this contest with a third-ranked team in Class B tonight, and they are about at the other end of the spectrum here tonight. It's 40-17. The Patriots are trailing here in the contest. Down in the corner, Sorahan throws up a shot on the baseline. It's no good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot up there. No good by Keezer. Fighting for the loose ball as Mallory Brown for Mackenzie Brown comes down with a basketball there for Northwest. Blocky's got it on the wing. Her shot for three is no good. Rebound loose again. It's finally picked up by Fowler. Fowler for Adams Central. Long pass down the floor. They get it to Boniface. She drives her shot. No good. And the rebound comes down to Keezer. Keezer double-teamed in backcourt. Comes to the near sideline now to a Sorahan. Sorahan across the midcourt stripe. Down in the corner. That's a Warner. She drives the ball toward the goal. Her shot rims off of there. No good. Rebound Adams Central. Out. The pass is going to be intercepted by Brown. Recovered there by Fowler. And time runs out in the second quarter. A disaster for Adams Central here in the first half of play. Grand Island Northwest out on top of the Adams Central Patriots in girls high school basketball at the break. The score, it is Grand Island Northwest 40, Adams Central 17. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
We are very proud of this 5-star designation and will work hard to maintain it, knowing our community and knowing our customers. It's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Patriots gym here tonight. Grand Island Northwest all over Adams Central and girls high school basketball at the break. It is 40-17 in favor of GI Northwest. Adams Central had a 6-5 lead early in the first quarter. That's when Northwest went on a 16-0 run. It took a while for the Vikings to get started tonight, but boy, when they got their engine started, they haven't quit. They went on a 16-0 run. They jump out to a 21-6 advantage before the Patriots hit a three-pointer there right at the end of the first quarter to make it 21-9 at the break. And then the Patriots getting outscored 19-8 in the second quarter, and the Vikings coasting there tonight so far. They've got a 40-17 lead over Adams Central in girls high school basketball. First half of our doubleheader here tonight. The Patriots turned the ball over 21 times in the first quarter, or the first half alone. Thus, they are trailing big time, 40-17 here at halftime. Checking the scoring in the ball game, first of all, for Adams Central. Not a whole lot offensively so far. Jackie Fowler has hit a three and a two-pointer in the first half. She's got 5 points in the ball game. Anna Queen, she hit the first three-pointer of the contest for AC. She's added another field goal since then. She's also got 5 points in the ball game. Kaylee Rader has knocked down a three-pointer for early points in the ball game. Alexis Grimmett has got 2 points on a field goal. And Emily Boniface has got a field goal for two. Patriots have not been to the free throw line in the first two quarters of play. Grand Island Northwest, they're being led so far by Katie Plocky. Plocky has got 13 points in the ball game as she has knocked down 1 3-pointer. She's got 5 2-point field goals, and she is 0 out of 2 from the free throw line. So Plocky already with 13 in the ball game for Grand Island Northwest. Mackenzie Brown, their leading scorer, she has got 11 points here in the first half. She has got 1 3-point field goal, 3 2-point field goals, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. The other scorers for the Vikings, you've got Erin Sorahan in there. She's got 3 field goals and 6 points. Kaylee Warner has got a couple of field goals, and she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 5. Kennedy Keiser, she has got a field goal, and she is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. She's got 3 points. Hannah Rath got into the ball game, or rather Hannah Rathke got into the ball game in the second quarter and got a field goal and 2 points. Grand Island Northwest, 4 out of 7 for the free throw line here in the first half of play. So Grand Island Northwest ranked number 3 in Class B, and there's a reason they're ranked number 3 in Class B. This is a good basketball team. The Vikings are out on top of Adams Central here in the first ball game tonight by a score of 40-17. Yeah, we've got the second ball game coming up. The guys will go at 7:45 tonight. We'll have the game for you here on 1230 KHIS. Should be a good one. Grand Island Northwest coming in a record of 11 wins and 1 loss in the season. They are ranked number 7 in Class B. Their only loss this season was back during the championship game of the Northwest Holiday Tournament back on December the 29th, when they lost to Beatrice by 3, 45-42. So the Vikings come in 11-1 in the boys' contest. Adams Central is still undefeated. They are 12-0. The Patriots picking up 2 wins last week, winning over St. Paul in boys' play 58-44. Also winning over Loup City 56-43. So you got an undefeated team in Adams Central and a once-beaten team in Grand Island Northwest squaring off in our second ball game here tonight on 1230 KHIS. The only other teams in action tonight involving the Hastings schools, you've got Hastings High. They are hosting a girls-boys doubleheader up at the Tiger Gym. The action is underway with the girls contest getting started at 6 o'clock tonight, and the guys will go at 7:45 this evening. Again, at halftime, 40-17. It's GI Northwest out on top of Adams Central tonight. We'll have more at halftime coming up right after this.
Hastings College basketball coverage continues this week on 1230 KHAS.
The Hastings College basketball teams return home on Sunday afternoon to face Dakota Wesleyan. The Tigers beat the Bronco women 75-53 earlier this year at the Corn Palace in Mitchell. They beat the Bronco men 91-79. I'm Mike Rowe on the play-by-play. Coverage begins Sunday afternoon at 1:45 on 1230 KHAS.
It's Hastings College basketball on your home for Bronco sports, 1230 KHAS.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
We're at halftime of our first game here tonight. The girls' contest between Grand Island Northwest and Adams Central. The score is 40-17 in favor of the Vikings. Again, Northwest using a 16-0 run in the first quarter. And they have coasted here in the ball game here tonight against the Patriots. Action coming up sports-wise this weekend on our network of stations. On the breeze, KOIQ 94.5 tonight. You've got USHL hockey. Tri-City Storm at home at the Viero Event Center in Kearney, taking on the Fargo Force tonight. Pre-game show will be at about 7:10. Face-off will be at 7:30, so some hockey coming up tonight on the breeze. We'll have Adams Central and Grand Island Northwest in boys play coming up next year on 1230 KHAS. Full day of sports activity tomorrow on our network of stations. We will have high school basketball tomorrow on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. That will feature Kearney Catholic and Hastings St. Cecilia. The girls game will get started in the afternoon tomorrow at 2:30 with the boys going at 4:15. Pre-game show begins at about 2:20 tomorrow. You can catch the Blue Hawks tomorrow and the Hawkettes on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. We'll have the NFL football playoffs tomorrow on ESPN 1550 KICS. Baltimore and Denver going at 3 o'clock, followed by Green Bay and San Francisco at 6:45. Basketball early in the day tomorrow on ESPN 1550 KICS. Duke will take on North Carolina State. College basketball beginning at 10:45 tomorrow morning with a tip-off at 11:15. Then tomorrow night on the breeze, game number two of the series with Fargo and the Tri-City Storm. Pre-game will be at 6:45 tomorrow night with a face-off at 7:05. So plenty of sports activity coming up as you enjoy the weekend on our network of stations at Platte River Radio. We have got the second half coming up here with girls high school basketball. Again, at halftime, Northwest with a big lead over the Patriots. The score is 40-17. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Varinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central, in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and heat pumps, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Adams Central as you get started for the second half here this evening. Adams Central trailing GI Northwest by the score of 40-17. Northwest will have the opening possession of the second half. They'll shoot to our basket to our right. Mackenzie Brown has got the ball. Lobs it down low, grabbing the ball. There is Westfall, and her shot is up and in. Morgan Westfall scoring there for Grand Island Northwest. That makes it a 42-17 ball game in favor of the Vikings, and this could be a long, long second half here for Adams Central. Anna Queen has got the ball inside the free throw circle. Anna Queen drives the ball into the basket, bounce pass down here to Rader. Her shot in the lane is going to be no good. Rebound, Bostock had it. She lost it. It's picked up in the lane by Georgie Johnson. Her shot no good. Rebound comes down to Westfall for Grand Island Northwest. Vikings come back. That's Mackenzie Brown down on the baseline, driving, shooting, and missing down there. It's going to be a sore hand, and the ball is brought out of there by Adams Central's Anna Queen. Long pass down the floor. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Warner. Coming back the other way. Drives it all the way to the basket. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Bostock. Outlet pass goes to Anna Queen. Long pass ahead. Rader has got the ball. Takes to the rack. Her shot no good, and she's fouled into play. Daly Rader is fouled into play there. A personal is going to be whistled here on GI Northwest. It's going to go on Morgan Westfall. That's going to be her second foul. Team foul number one on the Vikings here in the second half. To the free throw line will be Rader, and her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rader is 62% foul shooter coming in here. That's the first free throw of the night for Adams Central. The Patriots hitting 56% from the line as a team. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rader misses a pair, and the rebound comes down to Morgan Westfall for the Northwest Vikings. Into the forecourt to Plocky. Out of Warner. Out here to Mackenzie Brown at the top of the key, looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Throws it down in the corner. Sorahan has got the ball. Tipped away by Rader. The ball is loose here on the near sideline. It goes down of bounds. It'll be Northwest ball. Northwest will play things in right in front of the scorers table here on the near sideline. 6:43 to play in the third quarter. 42-17. Vikings have the lead. Morgan Westfall has got it now. Gets it out here in the three-point territory to Mackenzie Brown. Down in the corner. They get it to Plocky. Back outside the ring. Down to Warner. Back to the left side. A three-pointer thrown up there from the sideline. Up and in. Mackenzie Brown nails a tray there for Northwest from a different area code. 14 points in the ball game now for Brown. 45-17. The Vikings blowing the Patriots right out of here tonight. Georgie Johnson in the pass to get it inside. A shot is up and in. Anna Queen. Anna Queen's now got 7 points in the ball game. Give the assist to Georgie Johnson. 45-19. The Patriots trailing in the ball game. Northwest back on the offensive attack. There's Warner. Bombs away again. Three-pointer. No good. Battle for the rebound is brought down by Mackenzie Brown. Dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Sends it back inside to Sorahan. Her shot is up and in, and she's fouling the play. Aaron Sorahan gets the field goal. And now we're going to have a personal foul called there on the Patriots. It's going to go on Anna Queen. That's going to be her first. Sorahan goes to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. She's already got 8 points in the ball game. A 50% foul shooter on the season. Her shot is up there, and it's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Bostock. 47-19. There's a shot taken from the right side by Fowler. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Warner. Long pass down to Ford. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Fowler. She drives it into the lane. The ball tipped away, and it is picked up here by Mackenzie Brown for GI Northwest. That's 23 turnovers now on Adams Central, and we're just early in the third quarter. Katie Plocky has got the ball. Deep wing on the right side. Comes out to the top of the key. That's a West ball with the ball over to Mackenzie Brown. Now to Plocky again. Comes over here in the wing on the right side to Westfall. Top of the key to Sorahan. Over on the wing on the left side to Plocky. Lobs it inside. That's Mackenzie Brown looking to put her up there, but dribbles down in the corner on the left side. Brown comes out to Warner, top of the key. Sorahan on the wing. Back outside. There's a three-pointer thrown up there. It's going to be no good by Brown. Ball tipped out, and it's picked up here by Adams Central. Jackie Fowler with a rebound there for the Patriots. Just by the five-minute mark here in the third quarter, 47-19. Northwest with a lead. Anna Queen trying to drive the ball to the rack. Her shot is up there left-handed. No good. Rebound comes down to Plocky. They get it away to Mackenzie Brown, and here come the Vikings up the far sideline. On the low block right side to Westfall. Back outside, Sorahan. Three-pointer, no good. Ball is deflected out of bounds. It's going to be Northwest ball. There comes four new players into the ball game now. Grimmett comes in for Adams Central. Boniface comes in. Also coming in will be Shestock for the Patriots. Northwest will play it in here on the near sideline. Mackenzie Brown will get it in now to Aubrey Fisher, who's into the ball game. We're going to see everybody. If you're in a black jersey tonight for Northwest, you're going to see action. Mackenzie Brown outside, down top of the key to Plocky. Moves it over on the wing to Warner. Her pass is going to be deflected away into the backcourt. It's picked up there by Adams Central. Rader driving back the other way. Her driving layup, no good. So Northwest turns it away, but Adams Central can't convert. Here's Mackenzie Brown the other way. Dry shoots and scores. She takes it coast to coast after grabbing the rebound after the missed shot. Mackenzie Brown now with 16 points in the ballgame. Here's another Adams Central turnover. A shot on the baseline by Warner is going to be no good. We got a foul call down there. Northwest continues to apply the pressure here in backcourt. 24 turnovers on the Patriots. Going to the free throw line here is going to be Kaylee Warner. She has got 5 points in the ballgame. Her shot is up there. It is good. She is now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Last foul went on Georgie Johnson. That's going to be her second. Josie Bumgarner into the ballgame now for Adams Central, and going out will be Kaylee Rader. Next free throw is up there and good by Warner. 51-19. Adams Central is trailing here in the ballgame. There's a long-range three from Bumgarner. It's up and in. Josie Bumgarner knocks down a three-ball there for the Patriots. And it's 51-22 in favor of the Vikings. Down to 3:45 to play here in the third quarter. Plocky has got the ball. Entry pass to get it inside again. There's Warner. Her shot no good. Rebound here by Adams Central. Alexis Grimmett with a rebound. Her pass is deflected out of bounds. End of the ball game now. It's going to be Sorahan for Northwest. Going out is going to be Mackenzie Brown. Northwest looks like they're barely breaking a sweat here in this one tonight. They've had an easy time of things. Got onto a 21-9 first quarter lead. 40-17 at halftime. Is now 51-22 in favor of the Vikings. Out on top is Georgie Johnson at the top of the key. Northwest still in a man-to-man. Over to Shestock over there on the right side. Bounce pass. They get it to Bumgardner. Out of the free throw line to Grimmett. Takes it down the paint. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Plocky. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline to Warner. Hustles into the forecourt. Left-handed dribble as she works against Boniface. Warner comes here to Plocky now. Plocky picked up by Georgie Johnson. Over to Soraham. Now to Fisher. 35 feet away from the basket. Fisher tries to drive the ball, and a foul is going to be called here on Adams Central. Foul on the Patriots with 2:57 to play here in the third quarter. Personal is whistled on Josie Bumgardner. That's going to be her second. Team foul number three on the Patriots. Non-shooting situation. Northwest will play things in. Haley Warner has got the ball. Lobbed it in the lane. The ball is going to be deflected, but it's picked up by Northwest. There's a stop by Keezer in the lane. Her shot is up and in. Keezer now with 5 points in the ball game. 53-22. Just like target practice today. Ball is going to be tipped away, but AC grabs it. Boniface right at the midcourt stripe. Comes over here to Shestock. Now to Georgie Johnson. Entry pass is going to be deflected away from Boniface. Lost out of bounds by Adams Central. Another AC turnover. End of the ball game now for Adams Central. Naturally, we're going to see everybody in the contest. Here's a Sarah Kruger coming in here now for Adams Central. Sarah Kruger checks in there. Driving into the lane. A shot is up there. It's going to be good. That's Fisher getting the field goal to go down, and she's fouling the play. Aubrey Fisher getting the field goal to go down. Fouling the play here, and she'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Here's Bostock back into the ball game. Personal foul is whistled on Grimmett. That's going to be her second personal. Team foul number four on the Patriots here in this first half of play. So Fisher goes to the free throw line, a 50% foul shooter of the season. Aubrey Fisher, she toes the mark. Her shot is up there, and the shot is off of the mark. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Georgie Johnson for Adams Central. 55-22, 2:19 to play. They're in the third quarter. There's Boniface. She has problems with it inside the free throw circle. The scramble is on. And now we got a kicking violation here on Boniface. Kicking violation on Boniface. So it's going to be Northwest playing the ball in here in backcourt. 2:14 to play in the third quarter. This one has not been in doubt here tonight. About midway through the first quarter, it was lights out as Northwest went on a 16-0 run against AC. Keezer has got the ball right in front of the basket. She's going to be tied up in the play. Bostock got over there. Keezer didn't handle the pass very well. The entry pass lost control of it. And then right there for Adams Central was the Patriot defense to tie her up. Bostock is in there. So a turnover on the Vikings after a 10th of the ball game. Adams Central comes back with the ball. There's Fowler with it now. Fowler into the forecourt, hands it away to a Bumgardner here at the top of the key. A three-pointer thrown up there. That's too strong. Rebound comes down to Northwest, fighting for the ball, and there's going to be Keezer. Loses control of it. It's picked up here by Adams Central. Fowler on the baseline goes up. Her shot no good. Keezer grabs the rebound. Keezer gets it away here on the near sideline now to Mackenzie Brown, and now we got a timeout called here from Northwest. A minute and 35 seconds to play here in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Northwest 55, Adams Central 22.
Don't go away. The second game of our doubleheader is just moments.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. And online at www.hastingslink.com. Grand Island Northwest cruising to their 12th win of the season here tonight. 55-22. The Vikings have the lead. Northwest has lost only one time this year. That was back early in the season. But they lost to Seward in the third game of the season. Seward has all that tradition as they are the defending state champions in Class B. Northwest going to be a tough team to handle here when we get to the postseason. Northwest goes back door and her shot is up and in. That's Plocky getting the feed, and she scores rather easily. 15 points in the ball game now for Plaque. It's 57-22. Adam Central trying to drive the ball. That's Fowler. She stops left side of the lane, throws up a shot. It's good, and she's fouling the play. Fowler wanted to get rid of it, couldn't find anybody, so she just takes the shot, and it goes right through the hole. She is fouling the play, and Fowler will go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Jackie Fowler has now got 7 points in the ball game. The foul goes on Plaque. That's going to be your first. So it's going to be Adam Central shooting a free throw, and a shot is up there and in by Jackie Fowler. It's now 57-25. Northwest will pound the ball inside again. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Soraham. Offensive rebound brought down there by Keezer. Has it knocked out of her hands. The scramble is on, and it's going to be a jump ball situation here. Arrow is pointing in favor of who? It's going to be Adam Central getting the ball here. Or will it? Nope, Northwest is going to play it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Soraham will inbound the ball here for Northwest underneath their own basket. 56 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Soraham comes out to the wing. Nearly intercepted. Keezer grabs the ball, and now we've got a jump ball called. Adam Central had a couple of defenders out there, and a jump ball is called. Now the other official from the far side going to come in here and call a foul. They're going to call a foul on Adam Central with 53 seconds to play here in the third quarter. It's going to go on Bumgarner. That's going to be your third. Northwest will play things in to get it to a Warner. Warner out here in three-point territory, going to drive the ball against Fowler. Warner stops, comes out here to a Plaque. Swings it right side down to Soraham, drives it inside. Her shot high off the window, no good. Offensive rebound, Keezer, follows shot up and in. Keezer now with 7 points in the ball game, 59-25. Northwest has got the lead. There's a Jackie Fowler with the ball. Fowler comes over there on the wing to a Josie Bumgarner to the free throw line to Bostock. She holds it high above her head. Bostock over on the wing on the right side to Rader. Rader takes it down on the baseline. Trying to drive it there. It's going to be Sarah Kruger. Now pass here on the near sideline to Rader. Her bombs away. Three is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Northwest with 8 seconds to play. Mackenzie Brown winds her way up the floor, down in the baseline. Plaque shot from 10 feet away. No good. Bostock grabs the rebound, and that's the end of the third quarter of play. Three quarters in the books. The rout continues. Grand Island Northwest with a big lead over Adams Central after three. Northwest 59, Adams Central 25. You're listening to High School Basketball Tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top quality vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Want low miles and low payment? How about a 2012 Nissan Versa? Has only 15,000 miles, a smooth shifting 8-speed transmission, and gets over 40 miles per gallon on the highway for only $13,775 cash or $254 per month. This great deal more at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Open Monday through Saturday morning at 7:30 on Colorado and South Street in Hastings or online at kirshnersautocorner.com.
1230 KHAS.
We enter the fourth and final quarter here in our girls game here tonight. We get the boys game. Should be a good one coming up next here on 1230 KHAS. Adams Central has got the ball. Here's a Sarah Kruger. Gets it inside the free throw circle to Bostock. Bostock down to Emily Boniface, left side of the lane. Boniface stops. Bounce pass inside. Deflected away from Bostock. And the ball is brought down by Rathke, and a jump ball is called. Rathke tied up on the play there by Boniface. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of Northwest, so the Vikings will have the ball. 21-9 at the end of the first quarter. It was 40-17 at halftime in favor of Northwest. Vikings leading down by a score of 59-25. The third-ranked team in Class B flexing their muscles here tonight. Laura Springer into the ball game now for Northwest. Gets it outside to Westfall. Comes over here on the wing to Springer again. They throw it around the three-point arc. There's a pass down on the baseline. And a shot is up and in by Springer. Springer gets her first field goal of the ball game. 61-25. Northwest with the lead. There's a pass across the top as they get it here to Sarah Kruger. She drives inside. Her shot's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hannah Rathke. for Grand Island Northwest down the near sideline to get it to McKenzie Brown. Pulls up, shoots a 10-footer. Shots off of the mark, no good. Ball swatted around on the baseline. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Northwest ball. Northwest was in town to play St. Cecilia the other night. Beat the Hawkettes by the score of 45-37. They now lead Adams Central here in the fourth quarter, 61-25. Adams Central with the ball here coming across the top of the pass. It's going to be Sarah Kruger. Brings it out in three-point territory. Dribbles it to the wing on the left side. Now to Anna Queen. Drives it down the lane. Nice pass down low. A shot by Rader is up and in. Queen gets the assist. Kaylee Rader gets the field goal. She's now got 5 points in the ball game. And now Tim Barker wants to call a timeout. 6 minutes and 35 seconds to play. Here in quarter number four, we'll take a break with a score. Northwest 61, Adams Central 27.
Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
Rivals Barn Grill. Fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials.
1230 KHAS.
6:35 to play here in quarter number four. It is a 61-27 ball game. We've got the boys game coming up next year on 1230 KHAS. And the only other action in the city tonight is Hastings High. They're playing host to McCook in a girls-boys basketball doubleheader up at the Tiger Gym. That one is underway as well. Northwest will play it in here in backcourt. McKenzie Brown still in the ball game. She'll bring things up, and now as they bring her up, five new players going to come down to the scorer's table here for Mike Herzog and the Northwest Vikings as we approach the six-minute mark here in the fourth quarter. Katie Plocky has got the ball. Left wing, west ball. Entry pass down low, deflected out of bounds. It's going to be Northwest basketball. So five players in, five players out. Starters finally in, out of the ball game at the 6:15 mark here in the fourth quarter, leading Adams Central by a score of 61-27. Patriots had won two games in a row coming into the ball game here tonight, winning a couple of games last week over Loup City and St. Paul, but this is no match here tonight. Too much offense here for Northwest. There's a shot from deep in the left corner, no good by Shocker. Rebound offensively by Sorahan. Sorahan gets it out here to Fisher. Now for GI Northwest. Fisher right at the top of the three-point circle. Bounce pass goes inside. There's Keezer. Her shot is up and in. Keezer hitting the field goal there. She's now got 9 points in the ball game. It's a 63-27 ball game in favor of the Patriots, or rather in favor of the Vikings. Patriots have the ball. Bostock has got it here at the top of the key. Entry pass to get it to Boniface. Her shot is up there. No good because her own rebound goes back up, and she's fouled in the play. Fouled by Sorahan of Grand Island Northwest. That's going to be her second. So it's now a 63-27 ball game, and going to the free throw line will be Emily Boniface for Adams Central. She's got 2 points in the ball game. Her shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Boniface just a 30% foul shooter on the season. She is now 3 out of 11 from the free throw line. Boniface will have one more shot here. 63-27. Here comes the next shot by Boniface. That one is good, so she hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. 63-28. There's a Warner with the ball. Warner brings it across the midcourt stripe here. Adams Central attacking with a man-to-man defense, but it's been too much Northwest here tonight. On the far sideline is going to be a Keezer. Keezer down to a Warner. Moves it down to the left side to a Sorahan. Her pass underneath the hole is going to be too far over the head of Keezer out of bounds. Turnover number 12 on the Vikings here in the ball game. Adams Central sending some subs in there as well as we're going to have a second and third teamers mopping up here in the ball game tonight. Morgan Bradenkamp is going to come into the ball game now for Adams Central. She's a 5'8" freshman. We're down to 5 minutes and 21 seconds to play here in this contest with Northwest out on top, 63-28. With the basketball there for Adams Central is going to be Fowler. She's still in the ball game. Now to Grimmett. Works it over on the right side now to Georgie Johnson. Entry pass down low. It's going to be behind Bradenkamp out of bounds. The pass left side of the lane was behind her, and she threw it out of bounds. That's turnover number 27 in the ball game for Adams Central. 27 turnovers, 28 points. Patriots trailing 63-28. in girls high school basketball with a boys game yet to come here tonight. There's a Shocker with the ball. Shocker comes across the top down to Warner, brings it back to Shocker here on the right side. Out between the rings now, dribbling with the ball out there is going to be Aubrey Fisher. Down to Shocker, down in the corner to Warner. Inside, there's a shot by Keezer. No good, and she's fouled on the play. Hacked on the arm here. As she's going to the free throw line now for GI Northwest at the 440 mark. Personal foul goes on Georgie Johnson. That's going to be her third. To the free throw line will be Keezer, and her shot is up there. It's in. She's now 2 out of 2 from the free throw line tonight. She's got 10 points in the ball game. 77% foul shooter on the season for Kennedy Keezer. She'll have one more shot here. The score is now 64-28. Adams Central trailing in the ball game as Keezer back to the free throw line. His second one is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Adams Central. Patriots come back into the offensive zone and called for the traveling violation is going to be Sarah Kruger. Came across the 10-second line and stopped. Her momentum carried her forward and a traveling violation there on the Patriots. 4 minutes and 34 seconds to play here in this one. Adams Central trailing here with about the duration of the ball game. Northwest took control midway through quarter number one by going on a 16-0 run, and the Vikings have not looked back here in this contest. Northwest with the ball. Here's Alyssa Fisher with the ball now. Fisher here on the near side gets it out here to Aubrey Fisher. She loses control of the ball, but it's knocked out of her hands here by a Bradenkamp. Next game for Adams Central is going to be tomorrow night, as AC will play at Donovan Trumbull tomorrow night in a girls-boys basketball doubleheader. Northwest working with the ball now with 4 minutes and 10 seconds to play. Driving the baseline, a reverse layup is up there no good by Alyssa Fisher. Rebound Northwest, foul shot no good, and a foul is called. That's Aaron Schleicher who's into the ball game now. Got the offensive board, and she is fouled into play here by Bostock. That's going to be the second foul on Bostock. Going to the free throw line is going to be Aaron Schleicher now for Grand Island Northwest. Schleicher, a 50% foul shooter in the season. Her shot is up there. That one is going to be no good. Aaron Schleicher will have one more. She's a 5'10" sophomore for the Vikings. 64-28. Adams Central trailing here in the ball game. Aaron Schleicher will have one more. Dips the knees, throws it up there, and the shot is going to be good. 65-28. 4 minutes to play here in the contest. Adams Central back with the ball. Kruger works it inside. There's a shot up there and in. An off-balance shot there by Josie Bumgarner just to the left of the basket. She scores. She's got 6 points in the ball game. It's now 65-30. Now the pass deflected out of bounds here. Northwest will play things in here on the near side. Shelby Shocker will play things in. Gets it out here to Aubrey Fisher. Fisher dribbling with the ball on the deep wing right side. Cuts loose, takes it into the paint. Jump pass down on the baseline to Fisher. Alyssa Fisher's shot is up there and in. Alyssa Fisher gets the field goal to go down. It's now 67-30 in favor of the Vikings of Northwest. There's Sarah Kruger with the ball. Deep in the corner on the right side to a Bradenkamp. Comes out to the free throw line. Hemberger, her shot is up there too strong. Rebound comes down to GI Northwest. Rachel Finney with a rebound now for the Vikings. A 5'3" freshman as she pulls her down. Gets it into the forecourt now to Fisher. Fisher takes it underneath the basket. A reverse layup is up there. It's going to be no good. And the ball ripped out of there by Adams Central's Courtney Wiseman. Now a foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to go on Northwest. They're still not over the limit here in the second half. That's only their third team foul. So it's going to be Adams Central playing it in here in backcourt. Personal foul whistled there on the Vikings. It'll go on Aaron Schleicher. That's going to be your first foul on Schleicher. That's going to be team foul number 4 officially on GI Northwest. Adams Central with the ball. Bradenkamp on the wing on the left side. Bradenkamp holds it. Wiseman now inside the free throw circle. Wiseman looking to pass it. Can't do it. Wiseman is trapped. Dribbles it down the right side of the lane to the basket. She goes. Her shot high off the glass. No good. Rebound AC. Hamburger has got it, and she's fouled into play. Amy Hemberger grabs the offensive board there for Adams Central, and she's fouled into play here. Personal is going to be whistled on Rachel Finney. That's going to be her first. And to the free throw line will be Hemberger for AC, and her free throw is up there and in. Amy Hemberger gets her first point of the ball game. She's now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line for the season. 67-31. Northwest has got the lead here over Adams Central. Next shot is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. It's brought down here by Adams Central. Patriots have the ball. That's a Meredith LeMaster who's into the ball game now. Back outside, Braden Camp for three. Shot good. Braden Camp knocks down a three-pointer there. Morgan Braden Camp, a 5'8" freshman for Adams Central. That makes the score 67-34. Driving the baseline again is Northwest. Now to Fisher. Short baseline jumper from the right side. No good. Offensive rebound. Followed shot by Alyssa Fisher. It's going to be no good. And she's fouling the play. Hacked on the arm again. And Alyssa Fisher will go to the free throw line now for Grand Island Northwest. 2:19 to play here in the fourth quarter. And a shot that's going to be up there. It's going to be good by Alyssa Fisher. She's now got 3 points in the ball game. Grand Island Northwest will complete their tour of Hastings next week. They have a home game against the Hastings High Tigers. That will be a week from tonight up in Grand Island. That's their next ball game. Alyssa Fisher's second shot is going to be up there no good. Rebounded offensively by Northwest. His shot is up there no good. Rebound Vikings again. Schleicher has got the ball. Back outside the ring now to Rapke. Top of the key to Fisher. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Bounce pass to Springer in a traveling violation. So Northwest beat St. Cecilia Tuesday night, 45-37. They're going to beat Adams Central here tonight, and now they'll play Hastings High next Friday night. The Tigers playing McCook tonight with a record of no wins and 10 losses. 68-34 is the score. Northwest with a lead. Hemberger at the free throw line, throws it over on the right side. Back out on top now. Tipped away from LeMaster, and it's picked up here by Fisher. Fisher drives it to the basket, stomps on the baseline. Her pass back out on top is intercepted. Intercepted by Courtney Wiseman of Adams Central. Wiseman will bring things up as she gives it away out of here, right at the midcourt stripe to Shestock. She has it deflected away. It's into the backcourt. It's going to be battled for. Braden Camp down there battling for it, and a jump ball is going to be called. Arrow playing in favor of Adams Central, so the Patriots will play things in. Girls high school basketball action tonight, and this one has not been pretty as Northwest got out to an early lead, led 21-9 at the end of the first quarter, and it's been all Vikings here in this ballgame tonight. 68-34, Northwest with a commanding lead. Adams Central with the ball, 1:20 to play in this fourth quarter. There's a Shestock with the ball left side of the lane. She's going to be tied up on the play. Shestock trying to drive it inside. She's tied up there by Hannah Rapke of Grand Island Northwest. So the Vikings will play things in here on the near sideline. Northwest going to go to 12-1 after this one here tonight. Adams Central is going to drop to 5 wins and 8 losses, and the short 2-game winning streak for the Patriots will be over. Aubrey Fisher with the ball back outside the ring down to Laura Springer. Springer goes back to a Fisher on the far side. Fisher driving the ball into the paint. Bounce pass down here. Laura Springer hands away now to Rapke. Rapke back outside the ring to get it to the top of the key. Out of the left wing. A shot is up there. No good by Springer. Rebound loose. Schleicher has got it. Keeps the ball alive here for the Vikings. Back outside. Fisher fires up a 3-ball. It's no good. Rebound again for Northwest. Rapke has got the ball on the baseline on the right side. Rapke out here in 3-point territory. Dribbling with it. Her defender falls down. She gets into the free throw line. There's a shot taken by Schleicher that's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Adams Central. Hemberger has got the rebound for the Patriots. Back up the floor. They get it to LeMaster. Now to the far sideline. AC with it. Driving underneath the hole. Trapped down there in the lane. Now they throw it down in the baseline. There's a shot up and in. That's going to be LeMaster hitting the two-pointer there. We're down to 13 seconds to play. It's now 68-36, and now we got a foul called. And down on the play for Adams Central is going to be Sarah Kruger. She took a hit out here in three-point territory. I think she also got nailed with a personal foul. May have got an elbow to the stomach there. Checking into the ball game now for Adams Central is going to be Braden Camp. Going to the free throw line for Northwest will be Aubrey Fisher. She got 2 points in the ball game, 0 out of 1 from the free throw line. 11 seconds to play in this one. Shot from the free throw line is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Adams Central. Wiseman with a rebound, gets it away here to a Shestock into the forecourt. Shestock moves it over here on the left side as the ball is taken away from LeMaster. Picked up by Northwest, and time is going to expire. That is the ball game as the Vikings of Grand Island Northwest destroy Adams Central tonight in girls high school basketball. The Vikings win it by 32 points in the basketball game here tonight using a 16-0 first quarter run to give them some breathing room after the Patriots and the Vikings went toe-to-toe for the first couple of minutes of this ball game. But that is all she wrote. Grand Island Northwest rolling to their 12th victory of the season tonight. They beat Adams Central and Girls High School basketball by a score of 68-36. Back with a recap after this.
Rivals Barn Grill, Fun Food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Barn Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings, open every day at 11 a.m.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888, or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
Hastings College basketball coverage continues this week on 1230 KHAS.
The Hastings College basketball teams return home on Sunday afternoon to face Dakota Wesleyan. The Tigers beat the Bronco women 75-53 earlier this year at the Corn Palace in Mitchell. They beat the Bronco men 91-79. I'm Mike Rowe on the play-by-play. Coverage begins Sunday afternoon at 1:45 on 1230 KHAS.
It's Hastings College basketball on your home for Bronco sports, 1230 KHAS.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back at the Patriots gym. The first game in the books tonight, the girls contest won by Grand Island Northwest. The Vikings destroy the Patriots of Adams Central tonight, winning by a score of 68-36. So Adams Central is now 5-8 on the season. They will play at Donovan Trumbull tomorrow night. Grand Island Northwest, they improved to 12 wins and one loss. They will play the Hastings High Tigers next Friday night at the Rosencrantz gym in Grand Island. Scoring in the ball game for Adams Central, they were led tonight by Jackie Fowler. She scores 8 points in the ball game. Fowler had 1 3-point field goal, a couple of 2-point field goals, and she was 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. So Fowler scores 8 points tonight. Anna Queen, she had 7 points. Queen had a 3-pointer to start off the ball game for Adams Central. She added a couple of 2-point field goals, so she ends up with 7 points. Josie Bumgardner had 5 points all in the second half. She had a 3-pointer and a 2-pointer. Also with 5 points tonight was Kaylee Rader. She had a 3 and a 2, and she was 0 out of 2 from the free throw line. 3 points for Emily Boniface. She had a field goal, and she was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Alexis Grimmett, she had a field goal and 2 points. And Amy Hemberger, she was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 1 point. Also getting into the contest and scoring late, Meredith LeMaster. She had a field goal and 2 points for Adams Central. Morgan Bradenkamp also got in there late, the freshman. She hits a 3-pointer, scores 3 points in the ball game tonight for EC. Patriots got to the free throw line only 7 times tonight. They were 3 out of 7 from the free throw line. The Vikings of Grand Island Northwest, they were led tonight by Katie Plocky. Plocky comes up with 15 points, had 13 of those in the first half of play. The starters didn't play a whole lot in half number two, as you might expect in this runaway ball game. So Plocky leads the way. She had 15 points. Take that back. Mackenzie Brown actually scored 1 point more than she did. Mackenzie Brown had 16 points in the ball game to lead Grand Island Northwest. And Plocky, she had 15 points. Other scorers in the ball game tonight for Northwest, Kennedy Keiser, she comes through with 10 points, including 7 in the second half. Kaylee Warner, she ends up with 7 points for the Vikings. Erin Sorahan, she had 8. Anna Rafke comes up with 2 points. Alyssa Fisher, she had 2 points. Erin Schleicher, she had 1. Morgan Westfall, she had 2. Audrey Fisher, she had 2 points in the ball game tonight for GI Northwest. The Vikings hit 9 out of 19 from the free throw line here in the ball game. So the third-ranked team in Class B, the Northwest Vikings, a little more than just a slight sweat here tonight, as they roll past the Adams Central Patriots by the score of 68-36. The Patriots now 5-8 in the season. Grand Island Northwest 12-1. So we're waiting in between games now. We had an early start in the girls' contest and a quick run through the four quarters for the the girls' ball game. So double check the starting time for you. We'll take one more break and come back. You're listening to High School Basketball Tonight on 1230 KHAS.